The only thing the Democrats have, get rid of Republicans because power is ours.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
It's 8:13 at WGIL. This is Galesburg's Morning News. I'm Will Stevenson. Tom Meredith will be back on Wednesday. Tyler Gum and Nick Isher will be back momentarily for more news and sports, among other things. But we're glad to be joined right now by Knox County Clerk Scott Erickson, who's here in the studio. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Will. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. You still, I contend, may have to be the hardest working person in show business these days.
Oh, well, thank you. We do our best.
But that's only because our election system in this state is so screwed up that we have to have a municipal election seconds after we finish the midterm election.
Well, they didn't want me to have too much of a break, so therefore we just want to roll that 19 election right into that. And then in 19, I'll get maybe a month off before the 2020 election starts. So, I guess I'm due a month. I mean,
yeah, somewhere. Yeah, you'll get it one of these days. Imagine all that vacation time accumulating, though.
Vacation? What's that?
I don't know.
I've seen it on TV, but yeah. I mean, I don't really.
Some people just off and leave, and they don't tell anybody, and then the next thing you know, I'm here filling in for them.
Oh, that's how that works.
Yeah, they go away. Sometimes there's sand involved or adult beverages.
Wow.
In Tom's case, barbecue.
Yeah. Well, shoot, I'm going to check this out.
Yeah, yeah. Report back to me on what that's like.
Investigative reporting by...
Right, exactly. Nobody will ever suspect a thing.
No, not at all.
That can't be Scott Erickson. He never goes on vacation.
No.
Well, you should go take a day off on November 5th.
Yeah.
The day before the election, I think you should have everything ready to go and just take Monday off and then give it all you got on Tuesday.
I'm not seeing that happen, but I appreciate the thought, though.
Hey, I'm just trying to help. I just want to let it be known that I tried to help.
Oh, I appreciate that. No problem. I got to make sure my shirt and tie are all ironed for election day.
Your American flag tie that you wear every election day?
Absolutely. It is a tradition, and I plan on continuing that. So.
See, I'm stuck here now on election night, so I can't see you in full force on election night at the courthouse.
I'll have to take like a selfie or something and send it to you down there. Where's Will? Yeah,
exactly. I'm here. Here I am. You can't see me? Oh, that's too bad. So how are things going now leading up to the election here?
Yeah, busy. We're getting it's always a busy time, and early voting's going on. It's going pretty well. So and then we're getting geared up, getting machines and judges and polling locations and everything all wrapped up and set up, so it's going to be busy for the next few weeks.
The indication that our friend Cameron Line got in Galesburg's Evening News the other night from Lisa Watson at the Galesburg Election Office was that early voting is really, at least in the city, is kind of taken off here once again, at least compared to some past elections. Are you seeing that at all?
It always ramps up. The early voting starts, it kind of starts off a little slow, and once they get that momentum going, as we get closer to Election Day, it really ramps up. So we're seeing some decent numbers.
You've seen quite a few people come in already,
yep,
then?
Yeah, they're coming in saying hi, getting their voting done, and...
And then you have to tell them they can't come back and vote on November 6th.
Right, yeah, unless you're in Cook County, then you can.
That's right. I was thinking about that because, you know, there's some people that just like to vote and get it out of the way and be done with it. But then you have, if you do that, then you have to sit and watch all these god-awful campaign ads until November 6th, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
Like, the election is still in your face until Election Day, no matter how early you vote.
Well, there's still people that still vote on Election Day, so you got to make sure we get them covered as well. But, yeah, once you get your vote done on early voting, then you can kind of just maybe mentally tune that out
Yeah, I don't think, unfortunately, I think we're at the point now in elections where we can't tune anything out when it comes to the election.
No, it's subliminal advertising. They send it through your pillow at night, and it's through the through the coffee pot when you're making your morning coffee.
How many nightmares I get from, J.B. Pritzker showing up to meet me. Wake up, Will, and vote for me.
Wake up, Will. I'll drive you to the polls.
Yeah, that's there you go. It reminds me of a Modern Family episode. But anyway, the one thing I wanted to, I know you wanted to talk about polling place changes and whatnot, if you're one of those crazy people that still likes the novelty of voting on Election Day, but as we get up to that point, and now that early voting is still taking off again, the national media is still making a big deal out of those areas, including here, apparently, that had a little bit of a, how shall I politely say, a compromise go on.
The cybersecurity is a huge, huge button point and a hot topic now. And
what confidence is there? Confidence that that they quote unquote they won't be able to do what they've tried to do in the last election?
Well, the they keeps changing. It's a, it's a never ending force and a thing that's going on. I've been involved with some very interesting cybersecurity task forces with the state, Homeland Security, and different groups to work on best practices and plans and scenarios to try to harden our defenses and to be prepared for things that could ifs and what ifs and what could use. But voting is very safe. The machines are not connected to the internet. So your votes, when you go into the voting to the polling location, either on your paper ballot, on your touchscreen, no, they're safe. The process is safe. So there's no worry about that. The issues that they get, kind of look at are trying to steal people's identities for voting, or they're trying to manipulate the election results after the election or as the results are coming up. And we're prepared. We've got plans in place, and we're working hard. And I know my fellow election authorities throughout the state are doing the same.
Without obviously saying anything that might give anybody any ideas, how often do you get updates pretty frequently from the state, or how does that process work, especially given that you're on this state task force that's looking into this?
The election officials have the ability to sign up for some different notification processes, and we have a group out of DC that actually monitors nationwide security threats and instances, and then reports information back to us of, hey, these things are happening. You may want to be pay attention and watch for it. And those things come through almost on the daily. We're seeing reports of, hey, this is suspicious activity. Monitor these IP addresses. Look for these different things. And then we have a good communication group within the state. Our state association has good communication where if someone has something that kind of looks a little fishy, they're putting it out to their fellow clerks and election officials and trying to say, you know, hey, I'm seeing this. What's going on?
So other than me peppering you with questions about this every time I see you, do you hear a lot from the public about concerns related to this? How much? I can't imagine you spend that much time having to explain to people, hey, everything's going to be fine.
Well, you do. It's a big thing. The national media has pushed it hard, and it's a hot-button topic. I mean, it's hot enough that the federal government—
The problem is they keep reporting on it like it just happened, and nothing about what happened has changed since the first time they reported on it.
Absolutely.
But don't get me started on
that. Don't get you on that soapbox, dog on it. But no, you do. You get that with it being a hot-button issue, the federal government's made this a top security concern, so it keeps cycling itself back around, and we're happy to talk and remind people and assure them that the voting process is safe. We want them to participate, and we want them to feel comfortable with their vote.
By the way, do you want to practice your victory speech now since you're running unopposed?
No, we're not counting chickens before we're hatched. We're focusing on the end game here. So,
you know, I should ask you about this from a broader perspective. All the county board races, I think, pretty much are contested, and
yes,
we've got a lot of serious issues, among other things, on the ballots across the area. That's I think that's a good thing, because I think too many times I've seen kind of some of the exasperation on your face trying to conduct an election where everything's unopposed.
No, well, yeah, that's it's not bad for the candidate side of things. They're happy with that when they're not having that stress and worry about election time. But yes, active participation in the election process is great. And in order to have that active election process, we want to have candidates and differing views and differing ideas and concerns. If someone's interested in wanting to do and make a difference, then that's the great way to do it, is to start at that grassroots level, at the school boards, at the municipal levels, at the county board levels, and get those ideas brought forward and make a difference.
But nobody has the guts to go up against you.
We're hoping that's the goal, we hope. But no, we're working hard and
I get that.
Doing the best we can.
You totally get that. So if folks want to vote for you, or really anybody else, there are a couple of places outside the city here where they're going to have to go someplace different to do that. Again, assuming you haven't voted early and you like the idea of voting on election day.
Correct. The traditional election day voting, and I still do that. I mean, I have elections. I can vote at any point in time in my office, and I still go out to my polling place on election day to make sure that the process is going smooth. And sometimes it freaks the judge. They don't know when I'm showing up. It could just show up random time. It's, oop, I'm here to vote, and my boss is here. Watch out.
I saw a couple of places, and my former home in Sangamon County being one of them, where your friend Don Gray put up a selfie booth that you could take a big old selfie after you vote early with a big oversized I voted sticker and a picture frame and things like that. And I thought to myself, you know, I guess I kind of understand why you would do that. But on the other hand, you know, early, I mean, you still kind of want to you go to all that trouble to setting up the polls on election day, you know, the more you...
Yeah, I don't...
It's kind of a catch-20, kind of a double-edged sword, I think.
I don't have time to set up selfie booths, unfortunately, but...
I know people in your office who could probably help.
Oh, yeah, they probably could. They're a lot more technically advanced in that area than I am. But, no, but there was a law they were working at a few the last session or two that they were wanting to be able to allow you to take selfies with your ballot.
No.
And are you crazy? Why do you want to give up? And they weren't... Oh, it's a great idea. And it's like, no, because someone could see how you voted on your ballot.
If you have a paper ballot, though, it'll also show how poorly of a job you do filling in the oval.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, your coloring skills could be put in question and stuff.
That's why I would never take a picture. I don't want anybody to see that I went outside the line in my oval. Oh, that's crazy.
No, but yeah, no new selfie stations or anything. But we did have the situations in a couple, three locations that we are having to move polling spots. That's where we're wanting to kind of get the word out about that.
Yeah, let's talk about, let's go one at a time and tell me, and maybe first kind of why some of the changes here.
A lot of it is locational pieces. Mm-hmm. We have one kind of just going through the county up in Lynn Township, voting in a traditional township building. It looks like an old one-room schoolhouse, beautiful woodwork, beautiful built-in polling booths. And they had some critters that got in tore the place up, knocked the ceiling down. So we're moving.
It didn't even cast a vote. That's the nerve of
no. The machines weren't there, and we checked the ballot box, and there were no raccoon votes that were cast. So we are safe. That part's good. But we're moving up in Lynn Township. We're moving the polling location to the Lake Calhoun Country Club, the little golf course, just a few miles down the road, less than a mile, I think, down the road from where it's currently at. But it'll be in their clubhouse. It'll be a little nicer for them. New environment, got indoor restrooms and everything, so the judges should be happy with that one.
I'm hoping no raccoons get into them. No raccoons are country club members.
There you go. I don't know. I mean, we're just keeping our fingers crossed they stay out of that.
Yeah, I imagine that probably comes up from time to time more than I would think that these little, how shall I say, accidents happen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You have to think about moving a polling place. I mean, it's not a decision I imagine you, A, want to make, and, B, that you take lightly when you do.
No, there's a lot of steps that have to go into the process of that, and we don't want, because people are used to going to that spot. That's part of the flow. That's part of the tradition. So when we do have to make a change, that's when we start running into problems, okay, and we want to make sure we get them all covered.
But. All right, Lynn Township is one. What's next?
Lynn Township is one. Then we have Truro Township there in Williamsfield. We were voting at the fire station, and now we've moved that polling location just down the road a ways to the American Legion.
Okay.
So we're voting in the American Legion there, and that's going to be a great setup for them as well. And now, since it's this early in the morning, I'm drawing a complete blank on my third one.
Oh,
so,
so
we're going to have to vamp a little bit until I remember my third polling location that I've switched.
Tell me, we might have to take another break so you can think about this stuff.
It's just like Jeopardy. Get the Jeopardy music in the background. You can play for the da da da.
See, you're having the kind of Monday that I've been having all morning long. If you've been listening, so I do not fault you for that.
Thank you. Oh, I know the third one.
All right. And
see,
the third location
the dramatic
is?
Pause was. Yeah. The third one's not really, it's a new location, but it's the same spot in Copley Township,
okay,
which was just a little north of Oak Run. Mm-hmm. They had a little township building. We've been voting in there for years. Well, they built a new township shed and meeting hall. They just had an open house last week, actually, and we're moving the polling location to that.
Okay.
So it's going to be a great spot. So Copley Township, Truro Township, and Lynn Township are our three ones that have moved. So if you've got questions, please call the office. And if you want to, you can still come in and vote early. We'll take care of that. Then you don't have to worry about finding your new polling location. We'll just take care of it in the office, and it's all good.
The one in Williamsfield should still have that new township building smell in it when you go in to vote.
Yeah, the Legion there, we went to a Eagle Scout ceremony there, ceremony. And I was like, oh, wow, you know what? This would be a great polling location. And then things started to fall into the spot. It's like, all right, there we go. This is going to work.
All right, before I run out of time here, you still need election judges?
We're always looking to help fill some election judges. There's always spots sometimes that fill out, or people will get sick, doctor's appointments get rescheduled, and things like that. So if anyone's interested, please contact our office. We'll be happy to try to make arrangements to get you helping us out.
Any particular requirements or things like that for somebody who wants to be an election judge?
Registered voter, United States citizen.
A resident of Russia?
No, preferably not.
Okay.
No, and just able to will, and it's a little bit of a long day, but it's a great way to be an active part of the process.
I imagine that must probably be the biggest frustration about it is, I mean, you know, in it's, you know, set by law and that sort of thing. But that's a long day. I imagine that must be maybe a turn off to some people.
It is. It's hard to sit there for that. I mean, polls open at 6, they close at 7. You've got to be there early to open up. You've got to be there a little bit late to get everything wrapped up. They've talked about trying to do shift work with it where they've had people in the morning and people in the afternoon. But there's some concerns about security that if someone came in and voted in the morning and then tried to come in the afternoon and use a different name, that there's a second set of judges, maybe they wouldn't know. I mean, the conspiracy theories could run wild with some of that. But we've got to figure out a way to be able to help, be able to continue to keep our election judges happy and be able to keep refilling those ranks.
Scott spends all night making the coffee and baking the donuts for the election judges. So you should at least do it, if for no other reason than he puts his love into every donut and pot of coffee he makes.
Yes, even my donut maker broke, so now I'm in trouble.
No.
Now you're putting that extra undue pressure on me, and that hour of sleep I was getting a week now is gone.
I thought you were. I didn't even think you were getting an hour. Scott.
I know. I was feeling blessed there for a while.
I really mean it when I say that I think you must be the hardest working person, but especially when it comes to elections and all the other stuff going on in your office.
I know you
have some delightful staff members, some of which are maybe more questionable than others.
I may be biased, but I have the best staff and team in the courthouse. They are amazing. There's no way that we could do half of what we do without their hard work and dedication. So I am truly blessed with that.
As long as I'm stealing time from the clock here, what else are you working on in your office these days? Still getting all the records digitized and that sort of thing?
Project, yeah. It was going to be the summer project. It's been pushed back. It keeps getting pushed back. But we're working on it. We're getting there slowly but surely, and eventually we'll have all that taken care of.
It's like getting your spring cleaning done in October.
It could be, yeah. I mean, spring, fall cleaning, midwinter cleaning. It's like it all works.
Well, there you go. It's clean is clean.
Yeah.
Exactly. Anything else you're working on these days?
Well, we're just, I mean, the 2019 election stuff started kicking in, so we've had school board members coming, municipal people off asking about petitions and stuff, and they'll file in December. So we just roll right from this to that, and we finished the election up, and the state association I've been involved with, the Illinois Association of County Officials, I'm now next year was going to be the president of the association.
Ooh.
Well, the current president decided she was going to retire.
Oh.
So I actually acquired an additional 6 months to my term.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we have a conference that goes on right before Thanksgiving, so we're gearing up for that as well. So it's just boom, boom, boom. I'm just running.
Hey, we need to get another one of you or
like cloning technology or little cardboard cutout or something I can use to
Well, you know, if you get a cardboard cutout of yourself, you can put it at the early voting station in the courthouse, and then people can have their selfie taken with that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're not wanting that.
I am all about ideas, and yes, I would go get my picture taken with a cardboard Scott Erickson.
The only problem is you can't bring the phones into the courthouse, so we have to do it outside.
Oh, see, that's a problem.
Or we could do it in the lobby. I mean, we could do it in the front foyer.
Don Gray lets people take their phones in. Why can't you?
I don't. That's Don. Don in Sagamon County is a whole different beast down there.
Yeah, it really is. Don't get me started on that. All right, folks want to be election judges or have need more information about these polling place changes, where can they call?
309-345-3858.
345-3858.
Yep, that'll get you to our elections division, and we'll get you all taken care of.
Oh, gosh darn it, they're opening up your office right now, and you're not there, so you better get to work.
I know, I'm going to have to run across the street there and get all taken care of.
Yeah, don't run. Take your time. Nobody will miss you yet.
Oh.
Will they?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be
who knows? It is Monday, so.
It's true. Scott Erickson, Knox County Clerk, thanks for coming in, and best of luck getting everything done, and thanks for all the work you're doing for the area.
I appreciate it. Well, thanks for having us on.